And now, Capital Chat, the Community Connection, KINY.
All right, good morning and welcome to Capital Chat on KINY, 800 AM, 94.9 FM. In the studio today, very special guest, we have Aaron Walker Tolis. I hope I said the name right this time.
You did.
Okay.
Now, you're good from
Catholic Community Services.
I am.
And we are going to talk about Child Abuse Awareness Month, which is April. We're right in the middle of it.
We are right in the middle of it.
Already in the middle of April.
I can't even believe it.
It's the 11th of April already.
That's just wrong.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm looking forward to summer, but it does feel like it's going too fast.
I think we should add days to April and May.
How about to July and June? So the summer's extended. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, as long as we can add days to the fishing season, too.
I'm okay with that. I approve this message.
You approve this message. I like the way you think. All right, Aaron. So what's going on? We want to encourage people to take a look at your website, which is ccsak.org, and learn about CCS, what you have to offer, the information that you have available for folks. And, of course, they can also call 907-463-6100.
Yes, that's our main line. And, you know, we're really well known. Most of the biggest body of work we do is with seniors. So, of course, the Juno Senior Center, Capital Access in partnership with the city, the Bridge Adult Day Center. We actually have 10 senior centers across Southeast Alaska and case management. So we've all these senior services, but people usually don't know that we also run the Safe Child Advocacy Center. And that child advocacy centers are a place where when there is suspected abuse or neglect, particularly suspected sexual abuse. It's actually in the law in Alaska that you have to refer that case to a child advocacy center. So the Juneau Police Department, Office of Children's Services, the troopers, they all bring kids with suspected sexual assault to us, and we do an interview and an exam. And we do that in such a way the whole point is to not re-traumatize that kid.
Right.
So they tell their story a single time to a single person. And then we document it. And then we meet with everybody who's got the children's best interest at heart. The prosecutors, we meet with Clinkett Haida is there. Sometimes the school is there. AWARE is there. The law enforcement is there. Child welfare is there. And we're all there together trying to do what's best for the child. And if possible, if there is substantiated abuse, then, you know, pursue that. And we provide advocacy to help the family through that whole process. It can take years, actually, when it happens.
Wow. That's a lot to absorb. It really is. But a couple of questions pop out for me. One big one would be, If I am in a position where I am responsible for multiple children, whether it be at a daycare, at a playground, in a school, what have you, what would I be looking for to be able to recognize abuse in any way, shape, or form? Doesn't matter what kind of abuse.
Sure,
what am
sure.
I looking for?
Well, I mean, there's the easy stuff, the visual stuff. The kid has unexplained bruises or cuts. But there's a lot of it is behavioral. You know, when a kid is acting out, very often that's because the child is hurt. They're coping. They're upset about something. Not necessarily abuse, but it could often be abuse. I used to work with kids in the schools who had behavior issues, and every single one of them had experienced abuse. And so that's one of the biggest indicators is behavioral issues.
Now, are there age ranges that are more prone to abuse than others?
You know, it cuts across all ages. It cuts across all socioeconomic backgrounds, all ethnicities. Child abuse happens throughout our communities, and it's not more prevalent in one group or another, one age or another. I know there's a lot of myths about, oh, it's those people over there. No, it's everybody. Mm. And it's often very hidden. Kids feel ashamed or confused. And, you know, child abuse, it's difficult to say, but most child abuse, it's not stranger danger. Most child abuse and child sexual assault is someone that's known to them.
Yeah.
And actually, most sexual assaults for children happen between the hours of 3 and 7. It happens after school. So if you when a kid is alone, when they're less supervised, that's sort of that danger zone,
right.
You know, for things. But honestly, when you're looking at kids, sometimes kids act scared and you don't know why they're scared. When kids all of a sudden have a behavior change, they used to be outgoing and now they seem really down and depressed. All of these things are signs. I mean, changes in sleeping, changes in eating habits. It's when something changes with a kid and you notice that it's changed.
An immediate change.
Yeah. Sometimes it could be delayed. Sometimes kids, well, honestly, especially with when kids are sexually abused, sometimes there are no signs. But
really?
The most important thing is the most protective, those protective factors, the things that help kids tell an adult so that they can become safe. And the kids feeling confident and able to feel like they are safe and trusted. So what we really want for the community to do, for all of us to do, is to notice the kids in your life. Notice the kids around you. How are they doing? Be a safe person for them.
Okay, now I'm going to branch off into another question for you. I am that adult in this scenario, and I recognize some changes
right.
of behavior, some bruising, what have you.
Right.
Possible abuse. It's
yes.
always, it's alleged.
We don't know until there's an investigation, right?
What do I do now?
You really just want to report it to the Office of Children's Services. That's 800-478-4444. Because that's the job of Office of Children's Services, is to follow up on potential reports of harm. So you really should report it. Now, if you're really nervous and you're not sure what you saw, you can call us at the Safe Child Advocacy Center and say, listen, this is what I saw. Should I report? But for the most part, the answer is if you see something, please say something.
Now, is there a way for folks to be remain anonymous when they make these reports?
You know, honestly, I wish I had my program manager here with me today, because I'm not sure about that.
I understand
that
the program manager might be under the weather.
Yes, yes. So missing her here today. But honestly, the bottom line is it's about the safety of the child.
Sure.
And because so many kids, the signs and symptoms aren't really big. It's not dramatic change.
Right,
a lot
right.
of kids are keeping it quiet. Some kids are so little they don't really understand.
Right.
That what happened, and other older kids are often very ashamed and embarrassed.
Right.
And you know, kids don't want to create trouble. You know, they don't want to do something that means that somebody could come in and investigate their family, or maybe they're scared of losing
right.
a parent or losing a family friend that they, you know, that's in their life. They're scared of being a problem. They don't want to make trouble. It's up to us as caring adults to let them know it's safe to tell us.
It's up to us
them.
As a community.
Absolutely,
period.
All of us.
Okay. This is, that's a tough subject.
It is.
Because we can go down this rabbit hole and I can talk about this all day. It's it's intriguing to me that this happens in our community and we don't see it for the most part.
Right.
I mean, what are the statistics as far as actual cases that are found out versus cases that aren't found out?
Oh, gosh. You know, and that's the thing is the vast majority of cases, you know, we believe are unrecognized, unreported, right? And sometimes there's a delay. A kid won't report until they learn about safety. And, oh, wow, that was wrong. It felt wrong and it actually was wrong.
Right.
And they'll report, you know, months or years later that this happened.
Crazy.
That does happen. The statistics say that 1 in 10 kids will be sexually assaulted by the time they're 18.
1 in 10?
Yes.
That's scary.
It's terrifying, isn't it? And the more, though, we teach children about safety, about body safety, that people need their consent.
Yeah.
The more we look out for kids and make sure that when they're out there, there's more than one adult around, that they're supervised, you know, that can prevent a lot of hurt.
Okay. I want to encourage folks to go check out the website. That is ccsak.org. And on the website, you will find a tab for donations where you can donate online. You can also find out what services they have, what careers are available. Learn about Catholic Community Services. That's at ccsak.org. Now, With that said, April is Child Abuse Awareness Month. And yes. Are there events or is there anything going on to help promote this?
Sure. You know, a lot of agencies have websites out. The governor did a couple of proclamations, absolutely. He does every year. And Blue Shirt Day, I believe, has already passed, but that was last week. People wear blue shirts in mm-hmm. honor of kids. But, you know, right now there's a lot of information going out there. Right now, we're just trying to get the word out, educate people, and really ask the community to step up. And a lot of these protective factors are just knowing the kids in your neighborhood and noticing if they're by themselves and letting them know that you're a safe person to talk to, or, you know, letting their parents know, hey, you know, I saw them wandering around kind of late on their own. Are they okay, or can I help you out? You know, even making friends with your neighbors, the family members, the adult members of the family, too.
That's something about Juno that I've always appreciated.
Yeah.
We tend to know our neighbors better here in Juno than most neighborhoods in the lower 48.
Yes.
I mean, that's just a fact. In my neighborhood, I think I know every single one of them. And, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's the difference. I've been down. My mother doesn't know who lives on either side of her down in right. Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody in the neighborhood here.
And I think, you know, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And another thing that I really think is amazing about Alaska and Juneau and Southeast is that the partnerships between the different agencies are like nothing you've ever seen. I mean, I've gone down to conferences in Washington, D.C. and described the partnerships and the collaboration that happens here.
They just look at you
and they're
like you're crazy,
that's,
right?
Yeah, they said that. Really? That's not a, no, that's crazy.
That's
crazy.
Not a thing.
You know, the multidisciplinary team that works with us at the Child Advocacy Center, they work so well together. And we're talking about people from very different agencies with different missions and priorities and focus, and yet they come together in such a positive, caring way.
Yeah.
They truly have a sense of urgency and commitment to helping kids and working with one another. And it's incredibly encouraging to know that this is the support system. Once a kid has been identified, that they're not, this group of people really genuinely is trying their best and working with one another to keep that kid safe. And
right.
That's a really exciting thing about our community.
All right. I'm going to ask a question. I don't normally ask a question I don't know the answer to or have some idea of where we're going to go with it. But why April?
I have no idea. Maybe the other months were taken. You know, I mean, I would like to think that every month is Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't think the emotional load, though. I don't think people could handle
right,
the emotional
right,
load
right.
of it takes a special kind of person to do this work every
right,
day, all
right.
day.
And kudos to those folks.
And thank God for them.
Yeah.
You know, thank God they're there.
Absolutely.
All we can do to help them help those kids is a good thing.
All right.
You know?
Again, that is ccsak.org or 907-463-6100. You can learn more about CCS, the services that they offer, the careers they have available. You can volunteer.
Absolutely. We are always looking for volunteers to deliver Meals on Wheels.
How about that?
We have over 100 volunteers, and we deliver about 120 meals a day.
Wow.
And it's all delivered by volunteers, and they are awesome.
Okay. Aaron, I'm going to have you stick around for a minute. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up Capital Chat, if that's okay with you.
Sure thing.
All right. You're listening to KINY 800 AM 94.9 FM. It is 8:47. Good morning.
Back to Capital Chat, KINY.
All right, we are back to Capital Chat on KINY 800 AM 94.9 FM. And we are speaking with Aaron Walker Tolis.
Good job.
I said it twice right.
In a row. I'm very impressed and thankful.
Aaron, I got to tell you, we have a special caller, one that I'm familiar with.
I hear she's on the air.
Yeah. Ellen Pavitt is on the line. Good morning.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am so glad I listened today because I'm really appreciating hearing everything you have to say. And I'm sorry I didn't catch the speaker's name. I started a little bit late.
It's Aaron Walker-Tolis and Catholic Community Services. And she's on with you.
Good morning.
Great. Well, Aaron, I'm so glad you're there and that you're giving out this information. I was saying, I was a protective services worker in California 5 years, and then I was a child and family therapist here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm retired, but may I add one thing that kids can do to stay safe that generally they isn't in the literature?
Please do.
Thank you. I'd put it in every book if I could. You know, kids are taught that if they're walking along and someone offers them candy to get in their car or whatnot, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, those sorts of skills. And the thing that I think we should also tell children is then tell an adult you trust that happened.
Absolutely.
Because, I've seen it, frankly, in our own child where he happened to mention something that had happened because I walked him home from school. And, we had to do a major, keep everybody in the neighborhood safe kind of a thing. So we wouldn't have known that. And the kids aren't told, hey, be sure to tell the grown-up that so-and-so tried to get you in their car. I mean, it was a neighbor in our case, somebody that we could identify.
And, that's exactly it. And I think you are so right. And thank you for calling in. The thing is that so much child abuse, there are strangers. It does happen. But the majority of child abuse happens because it's somebody that's familiar to the family.
Right, right.
It's either someone in the family or someone who is familiar to the family. They're there to get in there. Or it can be a crime of opportunity, or it could be grooming that someone's targeting a child, a family that's vulnerable.
Scary stuff.
Yeah.
Really, really scary stuff.
Very scary stuff.
And Ellen, thank you for calling in, Ellen. Are you out of here? You're on your way out? Ellen?
No, I'm actually in Juneau.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. You're still in Juneau. You're still in. Okay, good. I want to reiterate what you said and really kind of break it down, and that is to make sure that we teach our children to feel like they can talk about it.
Yeah.
To feel like they can say, hey, Uncle Mike or whoever, this is going on and this is not making me comfortable. I'm uncomfortable around this person. They have to feel free to speak their mind.
They do. And the sad fact is, honestly, sometimes in abusive families, they might tell their parent, but their parent isn't able to hear it for some reason. And so the child should be able to tell someone else.
That you're so right. And all the statistics, the sort of the model, the ideal is that a child would have 5 safe, caring adults in their life that they're connected to. So, a couple of parents, maybe a couple of grandparents, a teacher, a coach, a neighbor, a best friend's parent.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The more we reach out and kids know that they can trust us. And I think even more than that is that we're going to believe them when they say something. I think kids are scared. Well, I think all of us are scared. We tell somebody something that's scary and bad and that they don't believe us.
Well, that is a scary situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't imagine that situation, how uncomfortable it would make me as a child.
Right.
And how scary that would be. And then to have to say to somebody, hey, this person has made me uncomfortable in whatever way.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter how they've made them uncomfortable. Yeah. The fact is that child's uncomfortable around the person.
Right. And, back in the day, when I was a kid, give your uncle a hug. Kids didn't have the body autonomy.
Right.
People didn't ask kids for consent. But I think things have changed so much. And I do notice now, and I'm really thankful that we are teaching children, this is your body. This is your private. This is your private body.
Yeah.
People need to ask your permission, so that they know that they just... Not just anybody can come up and touch them.
Yeah, don't invade my bubble.
Yeah.
Exactly, exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Like I told you, I could talk to you guys about this all day.
I could as well.
It's scary stuff, and more people need to be aware of it. More people need the education. And in order to get the education, you can go to ccsak.org. right?
Absolutely, yeah. And we have links to information, the Alaska Children's Trust, Office of Children's Services. We have links on our website. You can go and investigate more. There's some videos about child abuse and noticing child abuse and reporting. For us, you know, all of us can make a difference on this one.
Yeah.
And a child really ultimately just needs that one safe, caring person who will believe them.
That's all it takes.
When they're ready.
That's
right?
All it takes. And again, we want to encourage adults to just be aware. Keep that in the back of the mind. Be aware of the children around you in the neighborhood, at school, in the library, wherever it might be. It could be on the ferry. It doesn't matter. Wherever you are, just be aware of how they're acting, their behavior, what's going on with them physically.
Yeah.
Just be aware and know that you can report it and feel safe reporting it.
Yes. I mean, honestly, you could save a child's life.
Absolutely.
You could really change a child's life.
No. And Erin, can you also, and you know, in case people can't remember, you know, protective services, can they call the police department to report?
Absolutely. You can always call JPD. You can call the troopers. You can call Office of Children's Services at 800-478-4444. Any of those folks, any law enforcement or child welfare is a good place to call and get the ball rolling on that.
Wow. A lot of great stuff right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you for keeping me on for the second half of Capital Chat, because the more that we all know, the more we can do and the more we can keep kids safe. And
absolutely.
Healthy, you know?
Absolutely. Ellen, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking my call, because I did want to add that if somebody asks you to get in their car, tell a grown-up that happened.
That's right.
You know, I remember something like that happened in Douglas when my kids were going to Gastineau, and I got an email. Everyone got an email that said a white panel van tried to pick up a kid. The kid said no, ran away and told their parent.
Yeah.
Parent called JPD,
right.
And there was this bulletin out for the whole community. They found the guy too.
Yeah,
you know,
I do.
Like, don't do that here, man. But that's the kind of thing that our community is willing to do. And I love raising a family here because of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We have 8:57, which means it's time to wrap up Capital Chat. Ellen Pavitt, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate your call. And thanks for listening today.
You're welcome. I love your show.
We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. And Erin, thank you for being here today. Always a pleasure to chat with you. And I want to remind folks, once again, you can go to ccsak.org, or for more info, call 907-463-6100 and get all the details. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it for our Capital Chat today. This is KINY. Have a great day.
Every weekday morning at 8:35, the fastest community connection available. Capital Chat, KINY.